Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 8th episode of the second season of Talk Ward. And today we are with Moses Buckwater, famed iPhone repairist and right to repair. Is activist a good word, Moses, would you say?
Yeah, that's probably the right word.
Yeah, or Twitter shitposter, whichever
floats your boat. Yeah, I prefer that one, but...
Okay. So today is going to be a bit like last week. It's going to be sort of a look at Moses, and it's going to be a bit more away from jailbreaking than we usually are, but I feel like this is some good content that the audience of Talk World will find quite interesting. So let's get right into it, Moses. What started your sort of passion for repairing iDevices?
So, I mean, I always like to, like, fix stuff and mess around, but what really started it is, like, kids at school had, like, old broken devices, and their parents were just, like, buying them new ones, and they just had them laying around, and I was like, well, hey, if you don't want them, I'll take them and mess around with them, and then when I learned I could, like, actually fix them and then, like, sell them or use them, then I was like, all right, this is cool.
Okay, sweet. What was your first ever repair?
It was the first ever time I was like in an iPhone was the 3GS, and then soon after that was the 5S. But I didn't actually fix those until later. But the first repair I did was a glass repair on a MacBook. Actually, LCD repair on a MacBook Pro 2008 unibody.
Damn.
Yeah. It's not a very easy first repair since you have to take off the glass and stuff, but it went pretty good.
Yeah, that's quite a place to start. I'm surprised you kept with it after that as a first attempt.
And my second one was awful also. It was an iPod Touch 4 screen replacement. Which, anything about those, never want to do that again.
Yeah, I don't really blame you. Out of all of the devices you've repaired, what would you say is the most difficult to work on? We're gonna leave out the device that you think I'm thinking of, if you know what I mean. We're gonna talk just like iOS devices.
Okay, probably iPads. I hate iPads.
I can imagine, because they're, like, completely sealed up.
Yeah, and then putting the screen back on, I've gotten, like, dust under it, and it's such a pain. Other than that, back glass repairs are a pain, so... Mm. Like housing swaps are kind of a pain, and the iPhone X is like a little bit nerve wracking to work on since like Face ID cables are like everywhere, and if you rip them, you're screwed. Oh crap! I said iPhone X. Shoot.
Well, that's it. Podcast over. Thanks everyone for listening. I'm now going to go kill Moses.
Oh man.
Okay. Yes, the iPhone X. Continue.
Yeah. Yeah, so the iPhone X is a little bit nerve-wracking, but it's not too hard.
Yeah, it's more of a sort of evolving of the previous designs.
Yeah.
No? Okay, one sec. What is one thing about yourself that you think a lot of people wouldn't expect to know? Okay, what's something about yourself you wouldn't expect a lot of people to believe about yourself?
Believe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a nice answer.
I am not tall. I'm short.
Okay.
I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, Moses Buckwater is short. You heard it here first. Talk more exclusive.
Actually, you didn't, if you're...
Yeah, that was kind of the joke.
Moses is also slow.
Moses making my life easy, as usual. Right, okay. Next. So, talk us through iFixit. How did you get involved with iFixit?
Okay, so they did a giveaway, and it started in April. What year is it? 2018, I think. And it was about the whole warranty void if removed thing. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah. It was like, show your pictures of voiding warranties. And so I posted one, and then it got like, 30 likes. This was before I had my own Twitter account.
What was it?
I took a knife to a router and cut the label.
Rip.
Yeah. But also that router company, like, never responded to our emails about getting it fixed, so.
Oh, so it was just sort of, this is our only option.
Yeah. But, and then I replied to it, and I was like, check out my website, and plugged myself. And then the giveaway ended, and I didn't win, but I got a connection there, so. And then that led to, like, okay. Further conversation.
And then that led to the interview, correct?
The what? Yes.
The interview.
Yeah.
So what was that like? Did you end up going to them?
No. So that was on YouTube. It was a video conference. And then I believe it was uploaded to Apple Podcast.
Yeah. What was the moment where you realized that you were sort of becoming a big-ish name in mobile repair?
In the interview or just, like, in general?
In general.
Well, so I went to iPad Rehab to learn micro-soldering and stuff. And we were at lunch that one day, and someone's like, hey, check out my Instagram. And I was like, oh, here's my Instagram. And someone was like, oh, wait, I've been on your Instagram before. I know you. And I was like, oh, wow. And they're from the Czech Republic. And I was like, oh, dang.
Oh, wow.
Like, we traveled thousands of miles to this place to meet each other. And then we actually already
knew each
other. He
recognized you,
yeah.
Like, through the internet. That's
yeah.
Cool. So, what is your favorite device to work on?
So for, can I do it in like favorite Mac and favorite phone? Does that work? My favorite phone would probably be like, I guess the easiest one would be the 5S to the 6. Those are really easy. So probably that. And then for Macs, iMacs, the ceiling of it, I don't really particularly like.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's the main reason I don't
Although,
cut this one.
I've done more of them recently, and it's not that bad. But probably, like, MacBooks, all MacBooks.
I'm guessing not the 2016.
The what?
I said I'm guessing not the 2016, though. And 2016 onwards.
I haven't really worked on... I've only worked on, like, one of them, but I don't mind them. Because they're actually,
basically,
like...
Basically, all that's repairable in there is the port, if I'm not mistaken.
Is the what?
The port. And the fans, I think.
Yeah. The battery...
Even then, I don't think you can replace the fans easily on the T2 ones.
On the T2s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would guess so. But, like, they're easy to take apart, so, like, if you need, you could replace the display. But, like, even though Macs aren't upgradable, they're very easy to repair if you have one of the few things that's broken that can be replaced.
Fair enough. Okay. So, has there ever been a time during a repair where you sort of thought, I'm probably going to break this?
Probably Face ID. And then what I've actually broken has been Touch ID. Touch ID is like awful. On the 6S, it's super easy. And then on the 7, it's a lot bigger and there's more adhesive. And so I've broken that. Or I stripped the screws into the home button. Oof. So I've broken it twice. One time I sent it out to get micro-soldered. The other time I actually cracked the button. So I haven't been able to... Yeah. And I've also broken a display opening the phone. Like, just cut the ribbons. But I learned from that and haven't done it since, so...
So do you want to tell everyone about your venture into PC hardware?
So I don't do PCs a ton, but I decided that for a friend I would make them a Hackintosh, and as my first PC build, I decided I would do hard tubing. So, as you can guess, that did not go well. And I ended up frying the GPU, which happened to be a Vega 56.
I mean, wait, did it fry or did you, or was it the mounting that killed it?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Or was it? Okay. I think it was partly both.
Yeah.
But,
do you want to explain to people what I mean about the mounting thing?
It did work for, like, it worked a month or two under no stress, under no load. And then after, like, a week or two of load, it died.
And it's by not the even, mount- like, dead. It's just, it acts really weird.
Yeah. And doesn't like boot into Mac OS, but it boots into Windows, but I haven't tried any under load in Windows.
And the installing a driver on it just, like, doesn't work.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, and about mounting it, you mean, like, the...
Oh, yeah, go on. The water block.
Yeah, the water block. And putting all the screws if
there's one thing Moses has ever learnt from me, more than instead of me learning from him, what would you say that lesson is, Moses?
Just don't do water blocks.
Well, don't do AliExpress water
blocks. Oh, yeah. Also, yeah, I bought a no-name German water block. In my defense, EK was out. There was no water blocks for it. And it was actually like a $200 water block, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, even but like the brand is like a complete no-name brand.
Yeah, and if I look it up now, you can get them for like $50.
Did you flip it in the end?
I'm in the attempt of doing it.
How much did you list it for? $50?
I haven't listed it yet, but I'm going to. Yeah. And my friend has like a PC with like an i5, fourth gen or something. And no dedicated graphics. And so I'm like, hey, I'll give it to you. And if it works in Windows, congrats. If not, I'll take it back and you don't pay me anything.
Okay. So, damn. Oh, okay. Yes. Jailbreaking. So, you've dabbled in jailbreaking.
Yes.
I am correct in saying. What was your first jailbreak?
So, I got a free iPhone 4. When was this? This was probably 2016. So, it wasn't like a new phone by any means. But a friend was getting rid of it, and I was like, sure. And at the time, I don't even know if I had a phone at all. Or I think I had an iPhone 5. But I got it, and then I got out our old Windows 7 PC, and I used Pengu. And I installed a ton of tweaks on that. Oh my gosh, a ton.
How old were you when Pengu came out?
How old was I?
Yeah.
What year did it come out?
Pangu 8.
Well, this would have been
it was
seven.
5 years ago. Oh, seven. Well, 6 years ago. Oh, no. I just realized the answer, and I hate it. Six
I
years
was
ago, Moses.
6 years ago? So I was 10.
Yeah. There it is. I officially feel old.
When Pangu 7 came out, I was 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something now. So what's your current setup?
So I do jailbreak my daily, and mm-hmm. it's an iPhone 10, mm-hmm. and I have not a ton of tweaks, just a few, if you want me to list them mm-hmm. off.
It's on iOS 13 or 12?
Yes, iOS 13, jailbroken with CheckRain.
Yes, that's always
so
done.
I was having a few issues on iOS 12 with like crashing, and CheckRain's been really stable. I was a little bit hesitant to update to iOS 13, but I actually quite prefer it now.
Yeah, it's nice having knowing the jailbreak is always going to be available on the newest version.
Yeah.
So. And also, yeah. Are you in the? So you're no longer in the Justin boat of iOS 12 is better than iOS 13.
I've kind of gone away from that a little bit.
Yeah. No one ever mentioned iOS 13 to Justin. He may murder you.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Justin were like pretty similar on our feelings, but then I kind of eased off a bit. Because I still would prefer 3D Touch to be there. I think haptic touch is kind of just stupid.
Mm-hmm. I think Jamie was working on a tweak to get rid of haptic touch but keep 3D Touch.
Yeah, didn't Cole make one? Sunflower?
No, I think he made one to bring back Peek and Pop.
I thought that was Orion by Andy.
Similar tweaks.
Okay. I think I downloaded them, but I didn't really see a difference, so I just deleted them.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, once you get... Well, as someone whose daily is no longer a phone with 3D Touch, I've kind of gotten used to it, and I think it's like 93% of the way there, which is honestly good enough for me. The only thing I really, really miss is the keyboard.
So I don't even...
I don't even notice it
in the keyboard.
Yeah, but the only thing with the keyboard for me is text selection and deselection.
Oh, so I only use it for moving around the cursor. I don't actually use it for selecting text.
Yeah.
For the main thing for me is I hate notification badges. And so I stick all my apps in one folder. So where I really use 3D Touch is when you have a notification in that folder, you can 3D Touch on it or Haptic Touch, and it'll show you which app has the badge, and then you can click on it.
Fun fact, someone just released a new tweak for... It's basically like a spiritual update to that one tweak that let you remove badges with the 3D Touch.
Oh.
Yes, cool. That's top of our jailbreak right now, I think.
Oh, nice. But so that I use that a lot, or calling my parents. I use 3D Touch on the phone app. But that's really the only time I use it. So it's not a huge
that's
deal.
That's fair enough. Okay. Shall we move on to questions?
Yes. We can do that.
Okay. First question is from Coolstar. What is your favorite PC laptop vendor in terms of repairability?
Ooh.
I'm going to go ahead and take a wild guess and say you don't have a preference because all you know is Mac.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I would say. I have heard ThinkPad's good, mainly from Lewis Rossman.
But the issue with ThinkPads is Lenovo and their stupid spyware.
Mm. I haven't really looked into it.
Oh my god, hold on. Oh, Jesus Christ. You were... No. You were 5 years old when Superfish happened? Christ.
Yeah, I was... So, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying Superfish? Attention to PC stuff at five.
Yeah, so do you know about Superfish?
No idea.
Basically, Lenovo was installing bloatware at like the lowest level of their system in consumer laptops.
Oh my.
Like spyware, basically. And it wasn't even theirs. I believe it was third party, but I could be wrong.
Oh my gosh. That's...
Yeah. So that from then on, anytime someone says, you should get a ThinkPad instead of a MacBook.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I did think it was pretty cool that the Surface, they like advertised repair or whatever. But then I think they said like...
It's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, because they say like it still voids your warranty or something.
Not even that. What really cracks me up is the only reason they could boast about how much more repairable their machine is
because it was it was so low.
Yeah, you
to begin
literally
with.
Had to tear up the fabric on top of the laptop to get to it into it on the old ones.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Okay. Second question from Matt P12. The most important question: when ETA? ETA Sun is the only answer.
Yes.
Okay, Connor, I'm not going to ask your question because we're going to keep it questions that are relevant to Moses. Blue says, how old were you when you made your first $1 million? The answer is 18.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be entirely from selling you, Blue.
I would agree with that.
Oh, he's not in here anymore. I can't make fun of him. God damn it. Okay, question from Micah, otherwise known as MPG13. How would you suggest someone start their own small repair gig, and what should they consider?
I would start by just, like, taking apart your own stuff, or stuff that's already broken, because you don't want to be practicing on customer devices. That's not good. And get good equipment. You don't want to have like crappy tools. That doesn't work out well either.
This is where I would put my go to ifixit.com/talkboard for your 10% off, but I don't have one.
Yeah, I would also
iFixit,
like to
please, if you're listening.
Put my link. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, do you have a link? Because I would 100% plug it if you do.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get my own link as well.
Oh, I have a DM from CloudFTL. Hello. Is it possible to put another device's battery in another iPhone?
Yes.
I believe some of the connectors are shared, right, Moses?
Yes. So
but I think physical fit is the issue.
Yeah, so the iPhone 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, 7 and 7 Plus all share the same physical connector, and plugging it in does allow it to boot. But
okay.
Physical size is different.
Just a heads up, CloudFTL, if you want to ask a question, use the question command in either talk or text or what commands, as opposed to DMing them to me. Because that way both me and Moses can see them. And so can everyone else. Okay. Next question. What are some funny, interesting stories with customers?
Oh. I don't know if there's any, like, that interesting stories. I mean, breaking Touch ID and... taking the customer's phone for 2 weeks. That wasn't Oof. Fun.
How'd you fix that? Did you, like...
I sent it out for micro-soldering because I didn't know how to at the time.
Oh, what, you said they soldered the cable back together?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, they ran, Oof. Like, jumpers across it.
Yikes.
Yeah. there any other
has a customer ever been like really like annoying?
Most of the customers are like friends or family, so luckily I haven't gotten too many. Although some are like friends of friends, and then it's a little different. But I haven't had too many annoying customers.
That's good.
Yeah.
So question from Connor the Dev. What's the easiest repair you've done?
SSD upgrades in MacBook Pro 2012 and older. Super easy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Literally just unplug a SATA cable and then plug in a new drive.
Yeah.
And then the Mac will literally install the OS by itself if you hold two keys.
It'll install the earliest version, the version it shipped with.
Wait, even with internet recovery? I thought it installs latest.
I guess that's true, but internet recovery is only on 2010 and newer, I think. Maybe 2011.
Today I learned.
Yeah, so it's like two of those Macs. And yeah, I have a
I mean, to be fair, they sold USB the 2012 for made. A good... They sold the 2012 for a good while, I think, until like 2014, 2015.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular laptop.
Okay. Next question from W. Bradford. Have you ever had to repair an iOS device that was jailbroken?
My own? Other than that, no. But I've repaired, like, all of my own, which most of them are jailbroken.
All right. Question from Ethan. Are Face ID cameras and etc. paired to the logic board like Touch ID?
Yes. And with the Face ID, it's even worse. So there's the front camera, which actually can be replaced. You have to restore the phone, and it's like inside a little metal bracket that you have to like pop out with the dot projector. So you have to be super careful there. But it can be replaced. But the dot projector and everything else paired. And the other thing is the earpiece speaker is soldered to the infrared, I think it is. And so you can't replace the earpiece and microphone unless you desolder it.
Okay, damn. Question from CloudFTL. How hard would it be to put a different A-series chip on iPhone? That is never happening, ever.
Yeah, it's not happening at all. That is impossible. The connectors just the pins don't line up. They go to different spots on the board.
To put it into perspective, it would be like trying to put like a 9900K inside the socket for a 4th gen Intel board.
Or like, yeah. Funny story, someone tried, they had an iPhone 6 and an iPhone 7, and they tried swapping the CPUs.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. And like if you have this skill to swap the CPU, how do you not know that that's not going to work?
Well, I mean, you don't know until you try, but even though we all know they're A, different sizes,
B, and if you have power the draws, money,
C, different pinouts.
Like, if you have the skill to do that, I would assume you have enough money to just buy a donor 6 board or a donor 7 board and do the swap. Yeah,
like an iCloud locked one.
Yeah. Federico Serva got that sent in by someone, and they broke the CPU, and they lost their data forever.
Okay, question from Rango. What is your experience with microsoldering?
So, I went to iPad rehab training, and that was a ton of fun. And I almost have all the equipment to do it, and then I'll just practice, like, practice on tons of iCloud boards that I have. And then I'll start offering it as like a service.
Fair enough. So tell us more about the iPad rehab thing.
iPad rehab.
Yeah. So the micro soldering, well, the class you went to.
Yeah, so that's run by Jessa Jones, who's also a huge right to repair activist. And there they teach how to read the schematics, how to diagnose the phone using a multimeter, visual exam, heat, and then how to fix it, how to do the actual soldering.
Nice. I was going to ask another question. Okay. In the meantime, Rango has another question. Are physical iCloud bypasses with custom NAND chips possible? I believe it's possible by changing the serial number on the board. Am I right in saying?
So, it's not custom NAND chips. It's just regular NAND chips. And it's possible on iPads. On iPhones, I don't think it's possible at all. But it's possible.
I know on iPod Touches you can clone the serial.
Yeah, on iPads and iPods, because they don't have. Okay, correction, Wi-Fi iPads and iPod Touches, since they don't have basebands, and that's like another paired component. But on those, you can just replace the NAND, and I believe the Wi-Fi is also paired, so you have to like. Mm-hmm. Take off the Wi-Fi chip and repair it, rebind it on some devices. But then it's fully unlocked and you're good to go.
Okay. Does anyone have any more questions? Okay. So tell us a bit more about... Right, I was going to ask this earlier, and I completely blanked, so I'm most likely going to chop this and then paste it in somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Who are your inspirations, both in terms of like repairing and just in general life terms?
So in repair, what really got me started with wanting to micro-solder would be Louis Rossmann. Most people who are interested in like any type of repair know of Louis, and he does MacBooks mostly, but some iPhones too. And then as for in general life, probably my parents, I would say.
So I'm guessing they've been super supportive of what you've been doing and
you cut like off that. There.
I said, so I'm guessing they were super supportive of what
yeah,
you're trying to do.
Yeah. So they've been super supportive. My dad took me to the iPad rehab training and we had a ton of fun there. And yeah, I think that's all I have to say on that.
Okay.
Unless you have any
more
questions.
So your dad went with you to iPad rehab?
Yes.
Okay. How far was that from where you live, roughly?
So, I live in Pennsylvania, and that was in New York, Rochester.
Oh, so it's not, like, too bad.
No, we're just one state away.
Okay, if there are no more questions, thank you, Moses, for joining. Twitter.com/talkboardlive. If you're already in the Discord server, you're mostly going to see the content of the Twitter anyway, but if you browse Twitter more than you check here, then go ahead and give us a follow. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/talkboard, for help with ongoing support of the show. And there are also some very cool perks, which I hope you guys find interesting. And that will be that for my plugs. Moses, follow him on Twitter at Moses Buckwalter.
I'm very active on there.
Yes, he is extremely active on Twitter.
Yes,
I posted a tweet, and before I got the tweet posted notification, he had liked a tweet I made, which I think is like a personal highlight of how fast Moses is on Twitter.
Yeah. That's what I aspire to do.
Yes. And is there anything else you'd like to plug?
I guess we can plug my website, mosesbuckwater.com.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
And you want to give a right to repair shout out?
What was that?
So do you want to give a right to repair shout out?
Yes. Follow at right to repair. I don't even know if that's an at.
I thought you were going to say tweet hashtag right to repair.
Oh yeah. Do that.
Smarter, but there was an attempt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, there actually
some random Twitter account is about to get like 5 follows off you right now.
There is an account, but it hasn't posted since 2018, so.
Yikes. Okay, thank you all for joining. I hope you enjoyed, and we will see you all next week.
Yes, thank you.